The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome, welcome everyone to this Sunday of Daylight Savings Time. As we've gone forward or we've ended Daylight Savings Time, or whatever it is, we're here an hour earlier than normal. And we will extend grace, only grace, only grace, to whoever shows up in an hour thinking that service is about. They just showed up for fellowship hour, and that is okay as well. Thank you to all those who are joining us online. Thank you all for being here, and together we will experience God together in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. So let us begin with the words as printed in our bulletin. Return to the Lord your God.
For God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
We invite you now to stand, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who writes the law on our hearts, who draws all people together through Jesus. Held in God's mercy, let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Holy God,
we confess that we are caught in snares of sin and cannot break free. We hoard resources while our neighbors are hungry and cold. We speak in ways that silence others. We are silent when we should speak up. We keep score in our hearts. We let hurts grow into hatred. For all these things and our sins, only you know. Forgive us, Lord.
Here is a flood of grace. Out of love for the whole world, God draws near to us, breaks every snare of sin, washes away our wrongs, and restores the promise of life through Jesus Christ.
Christ have mercy.
God, rich in mercy, by the humiliation of your Son, you lifted up this fallen world and rescued us from the hopelessness of death. Lead us into your light, that all our deeds may reflect your love.
Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord,
who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit,
one God, now and forever. Amen.
Now we invite the children forward for a children's message. How's everyone today? Good. Anyone really tired for getting up an extra hour? Well, sort of. I'm really tired, I'll tell you that much. But, we have a passage today, and we are told that God so loves the world so much that God sends Jesus into this world. And do you think that everything is better with love? Yeah. And so, I wanted to illustrate this a little bit with some water. So let's pretend like water is love for a moment, okay? And what do you do when you have something like, say, dehydrated potatoes? Do you want to eat any of these dehydrated potatoes straight out of the can? No, because that would be yucky and chalky, wouldn't it? So if you want to eat this, what do you need to do? Just add water, right? Can we, everyone say, just add water.
Just
add water. If you want to make, what about these yummy cheddar cheese, macaroni and cheese? You want to have it right out of the bag?
No.
Then what do you got to do?
Just add water.
What about dehydrated water?
Just add water.
And if you're ever wondering, does God love you? What can we do?
Just add water.
Go to the baptismal font and just add some water onto yourself. Just add water. My friends, the love of God is like this. It is like the water that makes our food taste better. Everything is better once we know that God loves us. So let us pray. On the count of three, we're going to bring our hands together. One, two, three. And repeat after me. Dear God,
thank you for loving us.
Thank you for water.
Thank you for water.
Amen.
Swiftly flowing from the highlands.
first reading this morning is written in Numbers chapter 21. Now hear the word. From the Mount of Hor, the Israelites set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Eden. But the people became impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up here out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it on a pole, and whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
So the psalm is found on page 4 of your bulletin. I'll read the light print, and if you would respond in the darker print. Psalm 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good, for God's mercy endures forever.
Let the redeemed of the Lord proclaim that God will not redeem them from the land of the foe.
Gathering them in from the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
Some were fools and took their rebellious paths. Through their sins they were afflicted.
They loathed all manner of food and drew near to death's door.
Then in their trouble they cried to the Lord, and you delivered them from their distress.
You sent forth your word and healed them and rescued them from the grave.
Let them give thanks to you, Lord, for your steadfast love. For all people.
Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of your deeds with great shouts of joy. And our second reading this morning is written in Ephesians chapter 2. Now hear the word. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Jesus Christ, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Return to the Lord your God, for he is great.
according to John, the third chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come into the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that others be clearly seen that their deeds have been done by God. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Well, friends, I always have to remember to stay in the scope of the camera. Every invitation, every gift, every encounter in life is a moment of decision. The decision to live into this moment or not, to accept a gift or not, to live into the encounter or not. To understand that, to understand our task, we have to understand that every moment is a moment of decision, and every moment we are judged by that decision. I know that may sound harsh, so whether you like it or not, I hold on to your boards, we got a surfing metaphor coming. Because when I'm out there, and any surfer is out there, the first thing you gotta do is you have to wait for that wave. And as I've said before, that wave is pure grace. You didn't earn it, you can't create it, you're just there to experience it. But as that wave gets closer, there is a moment of decision. You have to decide whether or not you're going to attempt to catch that wave or not. Because if it's too far back, that wave will not be strong enough to carry you. But if that wave is too close, it's going to be too steep, and it's just going to throw you head over heels. So you have to decide. And I will admit, and I'm not ashamed to admit it, that I have very little skill in this regard, so I almost always choose the wrong wave, or I sit there in that moment of indecision. Is it the right one or not? And as it comes closer, I'll make that decision, either intentionally or unintentional, because of that pause, that no, that's not it. It is not ready. And then that slowly sinking feeling comes in as that wave starts lifting me up and then drops as it goes. And then I look over my left shoulder at this beautiful cresting wave passing right behind me. And friends, I missed the moment of grace. It has come, it is gone, and in the words of Jack Sparrow, if I were waiting for my opportune moment mate, that was it. Or maybe in the words of Daniel the prophet, I've been weighed and found wanting. The moment's come. The decision was there. And I've been judged by the moment because I didn't capture the moment. I have missed the mark, my friends. And that, as we know, is the actual literal definition of sin. Missing the mark. Before any other definition comes, that's its primary meaning. And friends, we have all missed the mark, have we not? Because it's hard to be perfect. It's hard to get everything right. It's hard to accept every gift of God that comes our way in this world. Because heaven and earth are full of the glory of God. Heaven and earth come into our lives every moment. In the breath of air, in the life that's here, in the look on the friends of our, the look of the faces of our friends or neighbors, in all the opportunities that we have to encounter grace and the love of God constantly. And we so much come out wanting, don't we? Because we miss the mark. We're judged by the moment, and we are found. I think in some respects, right, hitting the mark is so hard and so difficult sometimes that is why we gather in sports stadiums and we watch with excitement as our team hits the mark. And then we rise in celebration and worship in that liturgical expression of celebration that the mark was meant hit. Because the mark is hard. And we miss it often. And back out in the ocean, as I'm looking at that wave that has just passed me by, the mark I just missed, the moment of judgment that has come, I say to myself, so what? So what? Because grace and mercy are ever present. God is ever coming with grace and mercy. So what? Because I missed that wave. Because I assure you, folks, another wave is coming. In fact, an endless amount of waves are coming. An endless amount of opportunities are presented for us to encounter God, as I said, in word, in sacrament, in the lives of those around us, in nature. Endlessly, God is coming to us. And endlessly, now is the moment of decision to live into the grace of God in our lives or not. And yes, we will, most often of the time, probably miss the mark. Our story today is about Nicodemus, this leader of the Jewish people coming to Jesus in the night, in secret. And he's going to leave disappointed in Jesus. He will have been presented this wave of grace, and he is going to miss the mark. He is going to say no. But yet that wave of grace is going to keep coming. And Nicodemus is going to come back in the Gospel of John time and time and time again, missing that mark. But there on the cross, Nicodemus comes. And in our tradition, we are told that Nicodemus becomes one of our saints of the church. Nicodemus is someone who missed the mark and yet found the grace of God, found that great wave of grace. And friends, this is our lives. This is our journey. Constantly, God is here around us with the opportunity for us to encounter and live into this moment or be judged by the moment. But every time we fail, it's okay because grace is ever coming. God is ever here. The Spirit is always moving. And we will, by the grace of God, because God will reach down and put us on that board, will sustain us and make sure that this great final wave called the redemption and reconciliation of all things because it is God, you will be on that wave. Our invitation today in this gospel text is to live into the moment that God has given to us. Live in, as the text says, the light of this love of God around us. And we can do that in confidence, knowing that when we make mistakes, it's okay. Because God is gracious and loving. God forgives. And ultimately, with the words of the Apostle Paul, it's ultimately not our work that saves the world, but the work of God. So we can live, make mistakes, and have the sure assurance of hope that that final way we will all be on it because of God's love and grace through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Trusting in God's promise to reconcile all things, let us pray for the church, for the well-being of creation, and a world in need. Gracious God, your love unites. Give vision to the global church and foster cooperation in mission. Increase interreligious understanding and ecumenical dialogue. Make your church a sanctuary for all fleeing persecution, disaster, and war. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Creating God, Your love enlivens. Restore balance to the earth's fragile habitats. Preserve wilderness lands, rainforests, and wildlife. Cleanse oceans and rivers. Make us good stewards of the earth. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Righteous God, your love liberates. We give thanks for those who courageously witness your liberating love, especially Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth, renewers of society whom we commemorate today. Free all people from the evils of racism, religious strife, and hatred. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Merciful God, your love heals. Care tenderly for all those loved ones, for all whose loved ones perished from pandemic disease in every nation. Strengthen healthcare workers, first responders, and caregivers. Relieve all who live with chronic conditions and pain. We pray for any who are sick, especially Aaron, Kevin, Kelly, Madeline, Karen, Colin, Joe, Susan, David, Fran, Meredith, Helen, Olga, Judy, Brandy, Daylight, Janice, Michael, Eric, and Corey, the family of Janice Foley, victims of the war in Ukraine and Israel-Hamas, earthquake victims in Morocco, St. Timothy Church, and recovery efforts in Maui. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Incarnate God, your love enlightens. Open our hearts and minds to fresh understandings of our faith. Deepen our love for you and for one another. Teach us to pray for our enemies. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Abiding God, your love saves. Those who died in the faith are made alive in Christ. We give thanks for your promise that we also will be raised to newness of life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Accompany us on our journey, God of grace, and receive the prayer of our hearts through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you. I
invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Pretend I did.
Thank you.
invite you now to stand as we sing our offering hymn. Feed us not only with this holy food, but with hunger for justice and peace. We pray this in your name.
Amen.
Guided us into the path of love and light. In every age, you sent prophets to make known your loving will for all humanity. The cry of the poor has become your own cry. Our hunger and thirst for justice is your own desire. In the fullness of time, you sent your chosen servant to preach good news to the afflicted, to break bread with the outcast and despised, and to ransom those in bondage to prejudice and sin. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we await the day when Jesus shall return to free all the earth from the bonds of slavery and death. Come, Lord Jesus, and let the church say amen.
Amen.
Send your Holy Spirit, our advocate, to fill our hearts of all who share this bread and cup with courage and wisdom to pursue love and justice in the world. Come, Spirit of freedom, and let the church say amen.
Amen.
Gathered together in one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. This is the table of God with the gifts of God for all the people. And all are invited to partake from this table. In a moment, the usher will come and we'll start on this side. And we will ask that you fill in our communion rail from right to left. You are free to encounter this space however you wish. You may kneel, you may stand. You are free to find whatever is a meaningful expression of this encounter. We have gluten-free options available, and ask that you just extend your hand out to receive the elements in your hand. And then when the wine comes around, to reach in and take a cup. The red liquid is wine, and the clear liquid is grape juice. If you wish to only receive a blessing, come with your arms crossed. But know that all who come forward will receive, for this is the desire of God. Amen.
I come with Christians far and near to find it.
body and blood of our Lord and Savior, keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Generous God, at this table we have tasted your immeasurable grace. As grains of wheat are gathered into one bread, now make us all one loaf to feed the world. In the name of Jesus, the bread of life.
Amen.
Friends, we have a few announcements before we conclude our service. Just a reminder to everyone that Wednesday we are still having a Lenten soup and Holden service. Lent is coming to a close, so you're running out of opportunities if you wish to be a part of that. So please join us at 6 for soup and bread, and then 7 up here for the Holden evening service. Come at 6 and don't stay for prayer, or come at prayer and skip the meal. All the options are open. Also this week is, if you're on a committee, you're probably meeting this week, and social ministry outreach will be meeting shortly after service. And then next Sunday, we also have the symphony here at the church. I'd like to see the symphony show up at the church. And with all that being said, let us prepare our hearts and souls for the benediction. Beloved, we are God's own people, holy, washed, renewed. God blesses you and keeps you, showers you with mercy, and may he fill you with courage and give you peace. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.